internet were created, constructed, put together, assembled from previously existing technologies. Technologies, in other words, consisted of other technologies. They arose as combinations of other technologies. The observation was simple enough, and at first did not seem particularly important. But it meant, I realized, that if new technologies were constructed from existing ones, then considered collectively, technology created itself. Later, I came upon the work of Francisco Varela and Humberto Maturana on self-producing systems. And I could tell people impressively that technology was autopoietic, or self-creating. But in the mid-1980s, I was not aware of Varela and Maturana. All I could do was stare at this universe of self-creating objects and wonder about the consequences of this self-creation. Slowly, it became clear that combination might be a key to figuring out realistic mechanisms of the invention and evolution of technology, things that had not been satisfactorily treated in the previous thinking about technology. Some mechanisms fell into place in the 1990s. I published the idea of structural deepening in 1994, and I was vaguely aware of others. I got caught up with other questions in the 1990s, mainly with issues of complexity and cognition in the economy. And only around 2000 did I begin to think systematically again about technology and how it gets generated. I began to realize, again slowly, that other principles besides combination were at work. Technologies consisted of parts, assemblies and subassemblies, that were themselves technologies. So technologies had a recursive structure. And every technology, I realized, was based upon a phenomenon, some effect it exploited, and usually several. Therefore, collectively, technology advanced by capturing phenomena and putting them to use. I also began to see that the economy was not so much a container for its technologies as I had been implicitly taught. The economy arose from its technologies. It arose from the productive methods and legal and organizational arrangements that we use to satisfy our needs. It therefore issued forth from all these capturings of phenomena and subsequent combinations. Stalking these ideas brought me into the library stacks at Stanford, browsing for writings on technology. At first, the volume of work seemed large. But on reflection, I realized that it was small, curiously small, considering that the collective of technology is as large and complicated and interesting as the economy or the legal system. There were plenty of writings and textbooks galore on particular technologies, especially those to do with fashionable ones such as computation or biotechnology. But on the nature of technology and of innovation and of the subsequent evolution of technologies, I could find little. I found meditations on technology from engineers and French philosophers, studies of the adoption and diffusion of technologies, theories of how society influences technology and technology influences society, and observations on how technologies are designed and subsequently develop. But I was tracking something deeper. I wanted discussion of principles behind technology, some common logic that would structure technology and determine its ways and progress, and I could not find these. There was no overall theory of technology. I will draw in this book upon the discussions of technology that I could find. These are produced by a small coterie of thinkers that include philosophers, engineers, social scientists, and historians, and all are useful. But those that turned out to be most useful were the detailed and beautiful case studies of the historians on how particular technologies came into being. I puzzled why historians of all people had the most to say about the ways and essence of technology and its innovation. Later it came to me that a great deal more of the world emerges from its technologies than from its wars and treaties, and historians are naturally interested in how the world has formed itself. They are therefore interested in how technologies come into being. This book is an argument about